Good morning. While we turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 1, we'll be going through verses 21 to 28. And today's the third day of Lent. So Mark chapter 1, verses 21 to 28. They went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and began to preach. They were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then, there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "What business do we have with each other, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet, and come out of him." Throwing him into convulsions, the unclean spirit cried out with a loud voice and came out of him. They were all amazed, so that they debated among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirit, and they obey him." Immediately the news about him spread everywhere into all the surrounding district of Galilee. Amen. So when I was preparing this passage, I was just, when I was praying, I was like, "Okay, God, won't you, please speak to me about this passage, because it's going to be something that I have to share with the people this morning." And personally, I like these kinds of passages because they help. Because I'm a person that likes to visualize things, and so I like to try to see myself in that situation. Trying to be in that synagogue when Jesus is there teaching to amongst the people, and the people who are in the synagogue, they were accustomed to a certain type of teaching. They were normal, on the Sabbath day, usually what they would have is all these people would just come and it would be very free to openly start teaching and stuff. And I'm sure a lot of them were accustomed to hearing a similar type of message from the scribes around them. But then Jesus comes on this day and he starts preaching and these people are astonished. And, even though the Bible doesn't tell us about what he said that they were astonished about, I don't think that was necessarily the reason why they were astonished. The reason why they were so shocked was because the fact that when he spoke, he spoke with this kind of authority, right? He spoke with a boldness. He spoke with a confidence. He knew what he was talking about. And it really seemed like he believed what he was talking about. And I think that was something that really struck out to the people that were there at that time. Even later on, as you read through the passage, it's not just the people in the synagogue that recognize that, this guy had some kind of authority with him. Because when we read, we see that in the midst of the teaching that Jesus is doing, an evil spirit breaks out, right? So he's talking and stuff, and suddenly a spirit comes out and he's talking. So even the enemy, even the demons, understood that Jesus carried with him an authority. And so, personally, what I feel like is this demon, he was sitting there, he was hearing Jesus talk, and I felt like there was so much fear in him that he could do nothing but to lash out and just to cry out and say, "Hey." So because he's so in fear, he's like, "Hey, I know who you are. Why are you here?" And it's almost like he's in fear, so he's asking these questions. And, on a side note, that kind of gives me a lot of encouragement to know that, because many of us, we do fear the enemy at times, right? We're a little worried. We fear he's on an even plating with us and stuff. But, this passage is kind of clear on the fact that, we have command over the enemy as well. And, by as we use the same kind of authority that Jesus gives us, we are able to command those spirits to leave. That's just a side thing. So in this passage, so the evil spirit breaks out. He says, "What business have you got with us?" And then Jesus says, "Hey, be quiet. Get out of him," and the spirit leaves. And so again, Mark writes here that the people, again, they're shocked, and they're like, "What?" So not only is this guy, talking and speaking with such authority, he's even able to cast out these spirits. And I feel like that's also something that was very different at the time. And it's very typical of the type of ministry that Jesus will do. He will proclaim things, and then he will demonstrate things. And I feel like it wasn't just an authority that he knew it, he didn't just believe it, but the key thing is here, he also practiced it, which was the last thing that people, during those times, they weren't accustomed to. All these scribes, they would talk about things. They would talk about God and things like that. But then, they're the biggest hypocrites, right? They weren't practicing what they were preaching. But Jesus is not like that and stuff. So, as we reflect on Easter and, You know, the writer of this devotional, he writes it too. He says, you know, Jesus' death, you know, the reason why he died on the cross was so that we are able to live with the same kind of authority and the power that he was able to walk in. And as he writes, he says, we do this because we are guided by the Holy Spirit, consulting with others and with the proper humility before God. But the thing that I actually wanted to share with you guys today was, you know, it's not easy to do. I think, you know, I know that God died on the cross, and all of us do carry that same kind of authority and power because we believe in him and because he died for our sins. But realistically, it's hard to put that into practice, I think, because many of us have a lot of fears, you know, a lot of doubts, and we're so wired by the circumstances that we're in that it's hard to walk with this kind of authority, you know? And then personally, even for me, like last night when I was thinking about coming in this morning, and, you know, Nate will be able to testify because I was, like, stressing out. I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to come in the morning. I have to talk about this. Am I going to do a good job? It's very self-centered things. I was like, am I going to do a good job? Am I going to speak? Am I going to impress people? And so I was so circumstantially driven. And so I wasn't able to really, you know, walk in the kind of boldness, the confidence that Jesus did. And, you know, last night, so when I was praying, I was kind of like, well, it's kind of hard for you to relate, God, because you're God, you know? Like, of course, you're so cool. You're so confident. There's no reason for you to ever have to question yourself. But then when I was praying, I felt like God said, well, that's not the reason why you're not confident, right? The reason is because you're so worried about the circumstances before you. And if you look at the passage, I mean, Jesus' circumstances weren't exactly that great either, right? I mean, he walks into a synagogue. I mean, you have to consider the fact that, you know, he's going to speak to people for the first time that he's never met, right? And he's not going to have any time to kind of figure out the demographics of the people there. He's not going to, you know how to prepare a speech that will be well received by them, right? He's going to have to speak a message that is going to be very different and potentially not well received by people. So his circumstances weren't exactly great either. And yet, you know, he wasn't fazed by that, you know? Like, he didn't look to the circumstances and say, oh, I have to, you know, respond to these circumstances. Well, all he did was he focused on God, who God was. He was led by the Spirit. And thus, in turn, his response was not to the circumstances, but to who God was instead. And so, you know, like this morning, I want to encourage many of us. You know, a lot of us, we're very reactive. We're very responsive to the circumstances that we're in. But, you know, like, as hard as it may sound, you know, we have to turn away from that. Like, we have to stop being so reactive to the circumstances and instead focus on God, focus on the cross, and respond to that. And, you know, as you do that, what's going to happen is those circumstances will change by itself. It may not change as the way you want it to change, but it will change for the best and what's good, because God will take care of that situation. So yeah, that's actually all I want to share. I mean, like, you know, I want to encourage you guys. You know, that again, that authority and the power that Jesus walked in, that's available and that's in you today. And all we need to do is we just need to get over the fear. We have to get over the doubt. We have to turn away from the circumstances that we see and focus on Jesus and just start, you know, walking in it. So, now why don't we just close our eyes? And as Janella comes up to lead worship, just some of the questions here that the writer puts for reflection. He says, are you led by the circumstances of your life? You know, I shared about it a little bit before. Like, you know, is there some areas of our life, whether it's in the workplace or whether it's in relationships or the family, that you're so, you know, that all you seem to be able to do is to be able to react or to respond to it, that you're so wired by it. And because of that, you're unable to focus, you know, on God in those areas. And if so, let's just take some time just to confess, to repent before God, and to really ask for strength, you know, because it is, the turning away from these things and turning away to God is not an easy process, and it's not a quick process either. But it's a good process, and let's just pray to God that, you know, that as we confess these things, that God will give us the strength to do this.
sovereign, even when confusion has blinded my eyes. Lord, I don't deserve your kind affection. When my unbelief has kept me from your touch, I want my life to be a pure reflection of your love. And so I come into your chambers and I dance at your feet, Lord. You are my Savior and I'm at your mercy. All that has been in my life up to now belongs to you. You are still holy. Still holy, even when the darkness surrounds my life. Sovereign, you are still sovereign, even when confusion has blinded my eyes. Lord, I don't deserve your kind affection. When my unbelief has kept me from your touch, I want my life to be a pure reflection of your love. And so I come chambers and I dance at your feet, Lord. You are my Savior and I'm at your mercy. All that has been in my life up to now belongs to you. Belongs to you. Belongs to you, for you are still holy.
Just as the writer said in this devotional, he says, in order to be able to walk with this power and authority, we're able to do it by being guided by the Holy Spirit, consulting with others, and to be able to have a proper humility before God. So, you know, before we go into the group prayer focuses, why don't we just take some time also just to pray that, you know, that in all things in our lives that we will really be proactively being led by the Spirit, that we are constantly asking, God, you know, what is your will? What is your desire? In all things around me, you know, what is it that you want? And also pray for that humility to be able to submit and to be able to obey. You know, they talk about, yesterday was about like, quick obedience. Let's pray again that, you know, that we'd have that kind of quick obedience as well. And as we go on to the group prayer focus, it's going to be on the board. So let's pray for our community first. Let's pray for the people, the body around us, the friends and families who are going through physical difficulties right now. Let's lift up Haiji's uncle. Let's lift up Matt Dobo's aunt. Let's lift up Connie's aunt, Kian's mom, and Chris Lee's aunt as well. Let's also lift up Lizzie. I think this is a friend of ours who plays ball. That's Charles Kim. It's his brother-in-law's, his wife's brother's daughter. Her name is Lizzie. And, you know, there was a pretty amazing email that came out yesterday, and there's a lot of good news. They found that, you know, there's no more tumor. It's all gone. And they say even the doctors are now telling them, you know what, there's no more need to worry. Before they would say, you know, you have to consider these consequences of things, but now they're saying there's no need to worry, it's going to be all okay. And so she still has to go through some chemotherapy for about a year, I think. So please do keep her covered in that prayer. But, you know, again, you know, God's so faithful, right? And he is a healer. Let's also pray for those who are going through chemo. Let's pray for Alex Lee's father. Let's pray for P. Sam's aunt. Jane's mom and aunt as well. And let's also pray for Janine, who's going through radiotherapy as well. Let's lift them up. Let's pray for our missions focus. Let's pray for the local churches in Hong Kong. Let's pray for just a real unity amongst the people, the churches that are here, that they would have one vision under God, and that they would, you know, diligently come together to serve Him. Let's pray for YMM Hong Kong, for Sports Services International, for Shanti and Godwin, for Masters Beauty and Fabi. Let's pray for Face to Face, for Zheng Sheng College, for Feed the Hungry, for CSW. Let's just lift up these ministries. Let's also lift up our SP ministries that we have at church. Let's lift up the worship team. Let's lift up the sound and media team. Let's lift up the hospitality team and the barista team. Let's pray that, you know, everyone who serves on these ministries, that, you know, they really have a heart to serve, you know, that they're not doing it for their own self, you know, praise, that they're not seeking it for their own, you know, glory or anything. But in everything that they do, they're just doing it to serve God and to serve His people. Let's just give them a lot of strength and joy as well. And let's also lift up the activities that are going on tonight and the rest of this weekend. Actually, there won't be house church tonight, but we do have the revival anniversary conference that begins. And so let's just pray, you know, like Pastor Min Chung's coming, he's going to preach. Let's pray that, you know, that everyone would come, you know. Like, I think, you know, this is God's vision for our church today, and it's for also us as an individual as well. And it's important, I think it's really imperative that a lot of us, you know, we come and we receive these things, and, you know, because it's good for us too. So let's pray that, you know, if people have schedules, have busy schedules and whatnot, let's pray that God will just clear out anything that would get in the way of this. Let's pray for people whose hearts may not necessarily be there yet, like people who are still like on the fence and stuff. Let's just pray that God will just, you know, like, you know, gently just, you know, like just encourage them to come, that it'll be something good. And let's just pray for an awesome time tonight as well. Let's pray against any kind of jet lag from Pastor Min. Let's just pray that he comes with the word, you know, fresh and anointed and ready to, you know, to impart upon us as a church today. And let's just lift up the whole weekend as well. Like, we just pray for let's just pray for constant covering from God during this weekend, and that, you know, just be a real, you know, a time of receiving as well as a time of celebration, you know, as we come together also just to really thank God for His faithfulness. Just really, you know, 9 years is a long year, a long time, and just to really come with a heart of gratitude as well. So let's just lift those things up too. So Father, we just thank You for today. We thank You for this morning and this opportunity to be able to come together as a church just to prepare ourselves, Lord God, Father, for, you know, even for Easter that's coming up. And I pray, Lord God, Father, as You shared with us today, Lord Jesus, Father, Your intentions and Your desires are for us to walk in the same kind of authority, the same kind of power that Jesus did when He was here on this earth. And I just pray, Holy Spirit, that God, Father, that, you know, it is, you know, we confess and we repent that, God, that it is tough to do at times. You know, we let our own fears, we let our own doubts and the circumstances around us, you know, affect us so that we are not able to walk in the fullness of these things that You've given us. And I just pray, Holy Spirit, that God, that You would just come and that You would encourage us, Lord Jesus. That God, that You would replace these things with a confidence, with a boldness, with a certainty of knowing who You are, with knowing that, God, Father, in the things that we believe in You, Lord God, Father, that we are able to do. And I pray that, God, Father, that You would just help us today, Lord Jesus, God. Even today, as the moment we leave through these doors, Lord God, as many of us go to work, as we go to schools, as we go home with our families and friends, Lord Jesus, give us that confidence and the boldness to preach Your word and to be able to be a light, Lord God, Father, to emulate, well, Lord Jesus, Your glory to these people, Lord God, Father. And I pray that, God, Father, that You'll just, as we do this, Lord Jesus, that You'll just help us to draw us close to You, and God, that You'll just change the things about us, those worries about circumstances, that God, that You would change them, Lord Jesus, as God, as we focus on You. We lift up to You all the prayers that we shared about our community today, as well as the ministries that we have at church. And especially, God, Father, I also pray, Father, for tonight. I pray, Jesus, would You really come and touch Your people? I pray, God, that You would come and that You would speak a word that people really need to hear today. You know, that people have been really, really been looking to hear today. And I know many people will come, Lord God, Father, with questions and a lot of hurt, whatever, maybe even some disappointments in the areas of prayer. But I pray, Lord God, Father, that through this conference, that You are going to, you know, redeem all of these things, Lord Jesus, God, Father. And as we, you know, go deeper in our prayer lives with You, Lord God, Father, that we would just really go deeper in a relationship with You. So we thank You, Lord God. We lift up the entire rest of this day to You and the weekend. And yeah, we thank You, God, Father, for who You are. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you.